We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
You know what? I didn't want to just jump into it. You know what I mean? I want to kind of savor. I want to savor it. You know, just that the Laker tears. Like, I feel it. I felt it in the arena. They started getting excited. Sorry ass. Laker, Cowboy, Yankee fans, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. You know, from Cincinnati or some shit. Like, no ties to any region. But, you know, the Laker, you know, the Cowboy, Yankee fan, yeah, they started getting hyped in the arena, you know what I mean? They were out there with their LeBron pastel blue jerseys and shit. They were getting hyped. They were getting hyped. They're like, we're coming back. We're coming back. And then there was like a Russell Westbrook fast break where he dribbled off his foot. And that's when I kind of knew the shit was right. But then when the final buzzer sounded, you know what happened, y'all? Heat win! Heat motherfucking win! Fuck the Lakers! Fuck LeBron James out here trying his fucking damnedest fucking with him and the refs fucking co-inciting and shit trying to fuck us over. Fuck that shit. That fucking charge, by the way. Gabe Vincent ain't out here flopping for nobody, okay? That was a charge. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. I want to get to the show because we are going to be lit tonight. Beat the Lakers' ass. I don't care about the final score. We was up by 20 the whole game. The refs got involved in the fourth quarter. It was bullshit. Take me out, brass. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. We got a full house tonight. You know, if you're watching live on Twitch, thank you very much. We love you. Throw the bits, the subs, all that good shit our way. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, we love you too. But it's more fun watching live on Twitch, getting involved in the chat. We're out here lit. We're going to have a good motherfucking time tonight because it's a football Sunday and the Heat punted the Lakers out the fucking stadium. Let's find out what everybody's drinking, brass. Aaron Rodgers lost this weekend. Tom Brady lost this weekend. Yeah. LeBron lost this weekend. Listen, it's a new generation. Get the fuck out of here with your 38-year-old asses. You know what I'm saying? You damn near my age. Gotta fuck shit up. Bron, I want to hear what you're drinking, and I want to know your player of the game.
Okay. So, I'm Kendall Jackson, Sauvignon Blanc. And there are so many people. God damn. I'm going to say my player of the game is Duncan. I love almost everything that he did tonight. And I'm gonna give some special love to that scary ass pass Taylor Horton Jr. tried to toss him.
You can't even call him Taylor Horton Tucker. Taylor Horton Jr.
No,
whoever he does, the fine shit I've ever seen on the basketball. His boy, he rolled
Taylor
the ball.
Thomas.
Bitch. LeBron had whoever that was posted up, hand right here, pass the ball, but nothing got it.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. Remember, Lakers fans, we gonna get to Lakers fans in a minute, y'all. We gonna get to Lakers fans. Remember, they were calling THT the next Kobe Bryant.
Untouchable.
Hey,
I'm untouchable.
He was touched tonight.
I don't know what they saw this motherfucker.
Oh my goodness.
If him and Justice Winslow played a game to 11, that should be 3 hours long. I mean, goddamn.
Say James just rolling over in his hood.
I'm telling you. Oh my God. Tiff, what are you doing tonight? Who is your player of the game?
Oh, tonight I'm drinking a sweet cup of Lakers tears.
Nope. Okay. All right.
Am I playing the game? Very salty. I'm gonna go with PJ. You know what? P might be there when you call, but if goddamn sure he is always on time.
Yep.
Tell me who's hit more timely threes than PJ this season. Give me one.
Gave you my all.
And you knew it was going in when he got that ball.
You knew it.
Oh my God, PJ Allen from the three.
And turned around and gave him a.
Mm-hmm. He stayed talking to that bitch
from the side of his hip like a fourth grader.
Because you know why? They not gonna fuck with him. Listen, that's why. Who gonna run out on PJ?
Russ thought about rocking a baby on PJ and then stopped.
His baby.
Yeah. What?
what you drinking tonight? Who is your player of the game?
Well, as you already know, I'm drinking the monkey shoulder. You see how I'm getting that workout in, just moving that thing over right here. Let's see. So Tiff kind of took mine. That's why I kind of snuck in the PJ Allen joke there, because I had already thought about it a little bit earlier. But I'll go with the easy one, and I'll go with Jimmy Butler. Listen, he may have had a couple of bad possessions there at the end, but let's give him his due. 10 triple-doubles, the most in franchise history. Did it in just over half the time that LeBron did in his 4 years here. Incredible. We can't speak enough about Jimmy Butler and the energy that he brought tonight compared to the other night. So, Brass, get ready, because I got to hit Jimmy Butler one time with a drip drop.
Wow. Good shit, Moose. Brass, what are you drinking tonight, and who was your player of the game?
Tonight, I actually did make something very simple, just kind of threw it together. I made an old-fashioned tonight, because this is one of those old-fashioned games, just fucking whoop-ass, man. This was an ass-whooping tonight for, like, 45 minutes. And then it was a little dicey at the end. But still, this was beautiful, nearly start to finish. I don't really count that shit at the end, whatever. I mean, you know, I actually, in a way, I don't even mind it, because I love Lakers fans getting their hearts ripped out again, thinking they got to come back.
It was almost more fun this way.
Almost more fun.
Because, like I said,
would have been great to win by 20, though. That would have been great. But my player of the game, just like Moose, I'm going to go with Jimmy, because Jimmy came out. He did. I mean, we were all talking shit. Everyone should have been talking about shit about Jimmy after that last game. Comes out tonight, does, as Moose also said, a franchise-breaking triple-double while LeBron is in the house. If that ain't some petty shit, I don't know what is. So I respect that to our new fucking king, Jimmy Butler.
To the new king.
Jimmy said, fuck you, fuck your crew, fuck this team, fuck everyone that came
said,
with
fuck
you.
Fuck the Lakers as an organization. And a motherfucking crew.
He gave him that Riley Freeman speech.
Yeah, he did.
Drop him down that list on the franchise leaders.
And I mean, honestly, that's big time. I mean, almost half the fucking time.
That's
what I'm saying. It's crazy.
I mean, when LeBron was here, he did have Wade and Bosh to sort of like balance the ship. Whatever.
Frankie, what are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game?
I'm drinking a screwdriver because I didn't have much to drink left. And my player of the game, I don't have any plátanos, but I got a platanito for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy from Cocoana in Miami. LeBron no gana nada. Let's go. Caleb Martin. Touch steel. Put that shit. LeBron, throw those fingers up. How many points you lose by? Beat that shit, LeBron.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Boom.
I was feeling it.
Boom.
I was feeling it. I hit that RoboCop on him. Hey.
Whoa.
Shit, Frankie Kenny, what are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game?
All right, so I got the Bacardi Gold and Orange Juice. There's probably a real name for this. I don't fucking know. I'm from Liberty City. We couldn't afford chasers. My player of the game, everybody knows who it is already. It's Duncan Robinson. Last I saw before this game, he was shooting 39% from three this month. You saw the defense. You saw the other shit. My other player of the game is THT. I've always had a theory that he's just a man now hasn't trying to sneak back on the ESPN. And we saw it for sure tonight. So,
bro, shout out to him all the hairline.
His hairline is disgusting. He got to shave that shit. I don't know what's going on.
He looked like one of the Cosby kids, one of the Fat Albert gang.
Yes.
I forget which one he was.
And
this motherfucker with the
all he needed, and a big ass sweater. Just give him a sweater.
This guy went from untouchable to an uncrustable.
Frankie on fire tonight.
Poor Frankie.
That's from the Proud Family movie.
Oh, shit.
No.
He's looking like a baby's kid.
A black person on
set. Yes, baby's kid, exactly.
All right, well, I am drinking the Frankly Organic again tonight. Watch. I need somebody to reach out to these motherfuckers. I need a fucking sponsorship.
You're hooked on that.
Either that or an AA sponsorship, something. One or the other. Got to get help somehow, either monetarily or, you know.
It'd be great if it's the same guy for both jobs.
Yeah,
you get a group discount on that? Two of us got to think of jumping.
We could just do it on Zoom. Shit.
Let's just do a live show from the next meeting, right, guys?
Might as well. Yeah. And my player of the game was Trevor Ariza because.
Oh, yeah.
Gator from days. I was never more confident in any shot than when Trevor Ariza went to shoot a three. I knew that motherfucker was a brick every fucking time. Like, thank you, Trevor, for going over there, leaving us the fuck alone. And as someone said it on Twitter, I think it was Crab, said that the Lakers have three players from last year's Heat team that the Heat didn't want anymore, and everybody was picking them to go to the finals.
Incredible.
That's wild. The team that we fucking couldn't stand last year, they took three of the guys. We were like, you can go away. No, go. Go, yeah. No. And Riley was hiding behind the couch with the lights off.
And they still think none is going to hit for them.
Oh, like, they can't wait until none comes back.
That defense, though.
None going to lock that shit down. The best defender. Gabe going to be in jail when none come back. Shit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Bon, you shouted out Duncan. I thought him and PJ hit two of the most timely threes in the fourth quarter. And, like, you know what? And this is one of the reasons why the whole Max and Duncan thing. Like, Max didn't have a good game tonight, but Duncan did. And as long as you have both of those guys, you can almost always count on one of them coming through. And then when they both not hitting, it's a struggle. But at least one of these guys is going to come through. It's just nice to have those options.
And then when
Duncan's been on fire lately.
And Duncan has been on fire, right? Like, yeah, I understand, I guess, why we want to, like, pit people against each other, even though they're on the same team. We like to play these hypotheticals. And some of it has some sense and some logic to it, but a lot of it just gets to be foolish after a while. Yeah, you have these two dudes on the same team. Like, as long as you can, why would you not look to utilize both of them in this type of way? Yeah, Duncan shit was clutch today. He's he scored a lot today, and they were all really, really good shots. And in kind of the rhythm and in the timing and in the space and the flow of how they wanted to play. And a lot of that was Jimmy. But, you know, we can get to him later, I guess. But, yeah, no, Duncan looked good. That shit was at the end. That was timely. And PJ's was timely. I think, like, that's kind of back to what Tiff said a couple seasons ago. Like, you don't want Duncan to necessarily be your third best player, but his shit needs to feel like added weight. Like, you just – every Duncan three is another fucking shovel scoop into your grave. So I thought he felt like that today.
They all came within the flow, Tiff. They were all timely. Mm-hmm. But another guy that people are trying to cast aside is Dedmon.
Dedmon, he brought the.
Was it 7 straight points in the
second? In a minute.
Yeah, in like a minute.
And he was just everywhere. He was your energy. He was your emotion. He was talking mad shit. I forget who said on Twitter, every time they look at Dedmon on the court, he's talking shit. That was Kenny. Thank you, Kenny, for raging. Kenny, next time you don't even have to rage, just blink.
But the thing is, but he backs it up though.
A lot of players
in this league talk shit.
Unlike LeBron flexing down 22 points. This motherfucker. But anyway,
and you flexing on the bench. You flexing on our bench.
Tonight, Frankie. Got you right here. Mario Chalmers, grade number 6 in Heat history.
Let me tell y'all, who do you think the Lakers wish they had? Howard or Mr. Dedmon?
Dedmon.
Come on. But that's my point. They would take a year. Exactly. But that's what they needed. They needed somebody like what Dedmon did. They needed somebody to come into the game and just do the dirty work. Crash the boards, hit the putbacks, throw a couple of elbows, fall on a motherfucker's neck. They needed that.
No, they're throwing out Palinka. They're throwing out. This is the Lakers are fucking Palinka's fantasy basketball lineup from like 5-6 years ago. Like that's
well, he better wake the fuck up.
Right, snap over.
They throw a bunch of names. That on paper shit don't mean nothing.
There were so many players that had so many good years, but this is not their year. None of these guys. Yeah. Like it's they're not. Starting, this is a pretty embarrassing team.
And Laker fans, Dwight Howard and Trevor Ariza.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, they think that it's like NBA 2K 2012. Like LeBron built the team that he wanted to build year one in Miami, maybe like without Wade Bosch. You know what I mean? Like it's like Brass was saying, they are just looking at the big names and bringing them in. But we knew that was going to be the Lakers team, like going into it, like this entire season, this entire stretch of the Lakers just, you know, looking the way they do. I don't think you could say it's unexpected.
No,
it's everyone was.
People expected them to maybe look bad or clunky, but they look. So I know one of y'all just said it. It's like embarrassing. Like they look bad.
Right. I expected them to look clunky.
Yeah.
I didn't expect them to look like dog shit. So
I did. I did.
Because
I
knew as it. Long as you got no, because as long as you got LeBron and somebody healthy, somebody he can pull. He can fucking take 2 eggs, a carton of cigarettes, and make a cake.
But here's the problem: you got LeBron, and who's the somebody healthy?
No, but that was my point. As long as you got somebody healthy, Snoopy they don't. Says,
we lost to this team a few months ago. That was a long time.
That was
ago.
Then. This is now. Man, different teams.
We also lost to the Pistons. We're talking about
it. We lose to bad teams.
Missing, guys?
Yeah.
We about to lose you in a minute.
I mean, we just lost to the Hawks. Do you think the Hawks are anybody?
We lost to the Hawks. We don't care.
Come on. Because the team was already looking forward to this game. And we said that last time, by the way. Yep. Shout out to them because they came out swinging tonight. Yes, it was a 6-point game at the end, but let's not discount what they did for those first 3 quarters. They came out hungry, looking to put this team down. And that's what they did for 3.5 quarters.
Question. I would say if they played this exact way they played tonight and they had honey buns, I say they don't lose the lead. If they play this way and they had honey buns, they don't lose the lead.
So then what is Jimmy doing for you in that scenario? Because he did a lot of the play setting.
Well, but you know what? The roles have reversed then. Jimmy's getting those easy buckets now.
Yeah. Or you like that's you handle Kyle, you go play offense. Go be a 2-guard.
You can run the bench
and this is all without Tyler too.
Yeah, yep. to that point, Frankie, like we're talking about Anthony Davis, you know, and Nunn. The Heat are still with because that's the only other big time player I can think of the Lakers missing.
1 minute.
9 minutes.
They over here talking up Austin Reeves. Like, chill. I think he scored. He shot one time, and Caleb sent his shit to the fifth row. But you know, you're missing. You're missing Kyle. You're missing Keith, and you're still missing Hero. Mm-hmm. So, like, the Heat are not at full strength, and right now they have a chance to be in first place in the East tonight. And I don't. I think sometimes we lose sight of it. Like, you know, my rant at the beginning of the last show, I'm going the fuck off on Jimmy, blah, 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 because we do, this is a post-game show. So we do go from game to game, but bigger picture, they haven't been healthy all year, and they are in sole possession of second place tonight because the Bulls are missing players, and they're falling apart. Lost five out of the last six. I don't think the Heat have had a stretch like that all season.
Not at all.
Right?
So big picture, like, the Heat are sitting fucking pretty right now.
It's just really important for them because we all know how important Kyle was in the offseason, because all last season was a way to show how important Kyle was going to be because they were completely dysfunctional. But now with Kyle, they look when Kyle and everyone is healthy, they obviously play at a high level. They function really well on both ends. And I think this stretch where Kyle is still missing with his personal reasons, you know, we all hope for the best. We hope it's nothing too serious. We hope he's okay. But this, I think this is the most important stretch of the season right now, because they need to figure out how to play winning basketball without Kyle. Because if Kyle goes down with an injury, if Kyle is in foul trouble, they cannot afford to just pack up their shit and go home. They need to fucking find a way to win games and win playoff games at that. Because like, Kyle has been a reliable postseason player as far as playing minutes, and he might not average 20 a game in the playoffs, but we don't need him to do that now. We need him to give him 14, run the offense, play good defense, rebound, and get our offense flowing. And when he's off the court, you know, a lot of the focus has been on Tyler to get offense for the bench. Yeah. Now, like in the postseason, I'm thinking this is going to be a lot of Jimmy with the second unit running the point. And nights like tonight, where you can see the potential of what they can look like with Jimmy running the O and them slashing, and they're a lot more athletic than they were in years past. I think this team has a high ceiling, but they need to figure it out and get consistent with it, like in this stretch right now.
So I do want to say, and I'm not the referee guy, but that is what shifted the momentum of this game. This little weird calls and stuff like that, the referee slowed the game down. And to the AD point that like was 17 minutes ago, any adversity is faking an injury anyway, so it really doesn't matter. So Lakers trash widow without him. But yeah, they do need to figure out a way to win without Kyle, but I don't know if tonight is an example, because they were doing great without him, and then the whistle got weird.
I think it started to a lot of questionable threes at like a really precarious spot, kind of. Right. I don't know the third quarter, but I was right now, like Seth, like, okay, like relax. But Frankie, I think your point was really good too, because we've seen that this team has at least figured out little things that they can do to win games without Jimmy and Bam. We have not seen what they look like without Kyle and how well everything else still flows. So I think that was good.
They did only score 44 points in the second half. So some of that bad offense started to creep back in. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw a lot of, you said, bad missed threes. We saw a lot of slow, clunky, directionless offense. Yeah, just lost
possessions. Exactly. Like, if you just come into it knowing this is what we want to execute on this play, this is where we want to go with the ball, this is who we're trying to set up. None of that, like, they were just, you can't go unscripted for this long of a length without a true point guard on the court. Not this Heat team, you know?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Actually, you know what? Let's, because we're getting a little bit negative, and I don't want to get too negative tonight. No, I think it's warranted. You know, but I do want to get to some fun shit again. So let's get to the ga-ga-ga of the game. Okay, everybody in the chat asked me to sing Pepper. I don't know what the fuck that is. Somebody wants to fucking send me the words to the song. And if it's in Spanish, good fucking luck. I have no idea what the fuck is that.
And if it's not in Spanish, translate it to Spanish and send it to him because I'd love to hear the Spanish version.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea. I don't know what it is either.
We're going to have Frankie sing. Frankie, give me a little Peppers real quick.
I can't sing it. This is Moose.
Moose, you got what's a little? Give me a little Peppers.
I have no idea what the Peppers is. Okay. I thought they meant
I've only heard the horns. I've never heard the song.
I got kids, so I can go like, you know, I'm Daddy Pig. Like, I know Peppa Pig. Like, that's pretty much my extent.
I think it's a different one.
That's not the Peppa Pig challenge?
No, I don't think
that
one.
All right, fine. All right, well, let's move on to the Gaga here.
Looking for Cinco Razones and shit. All right, so the first one we got. Oh, this, I love this play. I mean, they were in the passing lanes all night. Duncan had a few. Here go Duncan.
Was that Caleb? Was that Caleb?
No. Bam just flung that.
I want to see it again.
He's like, I know somebody over this motherfucker. Go.
Right? I saw a man with cornrows go this way.
Right. He was dressed in black. He went that way.
And then Gabe with the little slick, little check block. Getting Avery Bradley.
Yo, Gabe is tough as shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Gabe.
We
haven't talked about him enough yet.
Yeah. Here's the next one. Alf loves this one. Gabe.
Which one is this one? Duncan almost fucked up his whole neck and back. Shot his whole neck and back.
He wanted it too, but he got himself a little bit underneath the basket.
What I love is that he definitely turned back around to the bench and went, oh, almost got it, guys.
You saw Jimmy slip the other night and his lady bitch in his night. Right?
I'm surprised he didn't grab his lower back.
All right, and this is not a dunk, but this is just
worthy
beautiful.
Of a ga-ga-ga.
Keep your eyes on Max.
Max Schuss. Getting some of that signature Russell Westbrook defense. Boom. Got it.
Bye.
That was the coldest shot of the night.
Yeah, that was sick. Yeah. Got him. I heard about you.
In his eye. In his eye.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Want to see a dead body?
Right, that's it. You want to see a dead body?
That's exactly what that was.
Headwork there by Russell Westbrook.
I don't know if you heard this. So a
good headwork there by Russell Westbrook.
Jesus Christ.
Just going to drink some of this.
That second hand, he literally took him and threw him down right when he was completely exposed.
That's usually when the scrunchie comes off.
Play
the first one again.
Well, the Russ one?
Yeah. Yes.
Good headwork there by Russell Westbrook.
He's even laughing.
He doing it on purpose.
He was doing.
He sent that clip to his wife right after.
He for sure watches this. He has to.
Because there's headwork is not even a basketball expression.
Like, I don't know, but I'm adding it to my vernacular.
Yeah, well.
Take it one right in the throat there.
What?
Taking one right in the throat there.
Woo!
That was from a couple games ago. I just didn't get a chance to play on the show.
Everybody horny, man. Shout out to Kendrick Nunn.
Shout out
to Kenny.
But it, you know what? After the fourth quarter collapse the other day, like, this was a nice way to respond.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
until the fourth quarter collapse.
Well, but then they reversed the collapse a little bit.
They won.
Yeah.
That was some bullshit. Like that, that reverse charge call. Like,
yeah, that was reverse
charge was fucked up. There were definitely some questionable calls, mm-hmm. but let's be honest, I'm not gonna put it all on the refs though, because that 21-6 run, like, you know, that shit that we really need to look at and make sure that we correct. And I agree that a lot of that will be corrected though when Kyle comes back. But to Frankie's point, there may be a game or two in the playoffs where Kyle either fouls out or is injured, knock on wood or something. So, yes, they need to fucking figure this fourth quarter stretch without Kyle and without Tyler. They need to figure that out.
I was going
to
say, Tyler is very sorely missed. Yeah. Because, because when Jimmy is locked in, and, like point Jimmy tonight looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. He can direct the offense. He can do that. But, like, Tyler, man, like, I just think those fourth quarter minutes in the end, that is like fill in the blank, Tyler. Like, yeah. those minutes 100%. Where they start crumbling at the end.
Yeah.
The manufactured points, like I said, he pulled points out of his ass. Mm-hmm. And there's not many other guys on the Heat that really can do that right now. Like, Jimmy can, but we see Jimmy just goes cold for stretches.
Right.
Yeah. Bam, that foul trouble for Bam was big.
Yeah.
Because they started now you had to go down to the Lakers size, and now you were smaller than the Lakers were with LeBron at the five, and we started seeing the rebounds get away from them a little bit.
We went smaller when he put LeBron at the five. Then he brought Bam back in, and fucking Bam was the matchup the whole time. I understand LeBron's in his 18th season, and this, and he don't ever play good defense.
19.
For good stretches, 19 anyway, but he was not accepting the Bam mismatch until at the very end, and I get that, like, conserving that clip, but like Bam in foul trouble, that took some wind out of a sail.
Yeah.
We need to take a second and shout out some of these subs tonight. We got Eric the Great resubscribing 1 month at tier two. That's 16 straight months for Eric the Great, by the way. He said, Lakers fans told me THT was better than Hero. LMAO, he is trash. PTB Ben resubscribed with Prime. It said, Talen Horton, who gives a shit?
I like that.
Gifted a 1 month tier one sub to LeBron James. Let's see. We have Dade Franco resubscribed 1 month at tier one. Said, fuck dem Lakers. And I can't agree with that more. Unexpected Teacher resubscribed 1 month at tier one. And they said, full year, let's go. Yeah, it's a 12 months in a 12 months in a row for Unexpected Teacher. And Post Up 75 gave out 5 community gift subs. Eric the Great, 539, gave out 3 community gift subs. And Kev Season gave out 1 community gift sub. So, man, you guys are the best.
Go
you
ahead,
keep
Moose.
Our drinks flowing. Yeah,
thank you all. Thank you for all the subs. Gotta hit him one time with a drip drop.
Yo, Alan said, this is, I'm still laughing at this, THT. That whole trash.
That whole is scary.
Brass, put it up.
Listen, I don't know if he's trash, but she's scary.
That inbound.
She inbound almost play. Fell in bounds.
That's a part of the basketball floor in a while.
You had a timeout. Oh no, baby. What is you doing?
You doing?
Pass the ball.
She was a mess.
Wow.
It's by the way, shout out Carla Tiana calling me out. It was the 18th season for LeBron, so got a way to keep me honest, Carla Tiana. Thank you.
I don't even know when you said something about 18th season.
I don't really remember that much either. Drag drop.
All right. Brass, what do you want to go to next? You want to go to Deadman's Garage? Because he had a couple beautiful plays in this game. I mean, I don't even think I captured all of them. Or do you want to? Let's go to Deadman's Garage.
Let's do Deadman.
Then we'll do Bond next.
My favorite though is that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something, you go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? What you got a flimmer? Yeah, bring that back around here for my 4 o'clock. You ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on there for you.
I used to work out the plant 15 goddamn years. I put a car right on there for you, nigga. Just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
Bond, give me the tagline.
Oh, your favorite mechanic's favorite fucking mechanic.
She hasn't been here in a while, people. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm coming back. Let me get back.
Surprise her.
I am way behind, by the way. Like, I just saw
like
the play.
In life, or?
Oh.
Yeah, well, everything.
Play it again, then.
Okay, thank you. Once again, Deadman just doing the things that think volleyballing the shit off the backboard to himself.
Yes, just toying with him. Fuck out of here.
And you know,
man.
That's how you punish a team for playing small.
Yep.
LeBron was their center. Was LeBron the center? Or was Stanley Johnson? Who the fuck is the center right now?
On this play, it's Stanley Johnson.
Jesus.
Did they have Stanley?
Yeah, that's disrespect. Yeah. You putting Stanley Johnson on Mister.
Well, that old man named Stanley.
But also, didn't the motherfucker sign DeAndre Jordan and Dwight Howard to be
yes.
playing?
How much
yes.
else does he need?
Here's the next play.
Oh, that was my favorite one.
Oh, that one was great.
Yeah. Got that flagrant on. Look at him.
He's on Russ.
I talking shit.
Look at him.
I love him.
That's a flagrant one, motherfucker.
That's exactly
that
what
shit. And he's still. The concentrate.
Keep fucking with me.
Do you guys see like all the different emotions he went through? First he was like flagrant, but then he got mad. And then he got excited because the shot went in. Then he went back to the flagrant again.
All of it. All like, of flagrant. It. It was oh bipolarism in like a 5 second span.
King Kong ain't not shit on me.
Never took his eyes off of it.
Russ got popcorn.
Look at you, dude. Let me co-sign it.
That's awesome.
They got him on his neck. Keep the fire off.
Fire off with Nick. Throw down your wallet.
Don't make us all. Keep on firing off your neck. Nobody
don't make us all suffer.
I'll throw your water bottle for your neck. Spray it on your neck.
Ow.
Baby, the fire. I'm doing a show.
This is good.
This is great.
It's like 40 and over. Exactly what's going
40 and over Twitter gets this shit right now. Wow, fuck y'all.
Great.
Spray it on your neck.
I love inside jokes.
It's Martin Lawrence, you so crazy. Get some culture, you motherfuckers. God damn.
Watching from outside the club.
Children.
Get some black friends. Damn.
Damn. Come on,
bro.
I mean, I follow you guys on Twitter.
No, I just had a brain fart. I've seen that shit a million times. I just had a brain fart.
All right. Let's go to Bond's breakdown, and then I kind of want to talk about Lakers fans and their tears. But there was a bunch of good shit from this game. I know Bond caught a bunch of it. Lego.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
Shut up. Don't talk about the shorts. God damn it. I think I got three offense and one defense. One for Gabe, and I want to give Jimmy some love. Go ahead. We haven't talked about Gabe much, but pause. I just like the recognition here. Like, he knew what LA was doing defensively, running from the beginning. He calls the screen, knowing he's going to get LeBron on the switch and that he'll have the lob. Just making good decisions. His ball placement has gotten better. Like, his touch with the passes has gotten better. So I just want to give him some love for that. Go ahead. Again.
Bam's the only person who, like, he makes it look easy.
Bam had 5 dunks tonight. And I think Caleb gave him a couple. Like, it was a lot. Brad, you were talking about Jimmy orchestrating pause. So here, this is a play of Jimmy kind of moving the ball on the offense. So go ahead. It's going. Yeah, this is, you know, a little tip, but people are cutting, people are moving. Jimmy slows it down, lets the action happen on the other side, but then he's directing, calling for screens, knowing what mismatch he wants to get to. That was just a bad pass. But then the very next play, go ahead. Same thing. He's letting the offense kind of do what it wants to do, how it wants to groove. Caleb couldn't penetrate. All right, Max flung it. Caleb didn't have it. No. Okay, kick it back. We got everything over here. No, not really. Duncan, get the ball back. All right, I'm gonna go. And then Max has this back screen for Duncan. Duncan's man helps. Mm-hmm. The pass, good shot. I really like the screening and tight spaces. And then finally, pause. Russell Westbrook, I love him, but man,
yeah, no, that you don't have to say anything else. Just play the clip.
I love him, but
like, I love how Jimmy was just playing with him this whole possession. Russ is coming in transition, and Jimmy is just backing him up, letting him take whatever it is that he wants to decide to take. Go ahead, you're running. All right, you got the ball. Here, you want to take this little fake ass mid range you don't have? You want to finish around the rim you don't have right now? But he made it, so you know it was whatever. But I just like the kind of the mentality of that. I was like, damn, Jimmy, that is rude. You didn't even try to stop the ball. Like, you let him get whatever he wants, and he got it. But I think they look good tonight. It was a lot more that could have been pulled from.
Sorry. Computer, my computer's having a bit of a situation. We're good.
Too many people on the stream situation.
I think he dropped out so it would play.
What happened?
Go ahead, nothing.
You were done with it, right?
That three that Duncan hit there, because instead of them spacing, they moved it and got an easy look, wide open shot.
Yeah.
Instead of them forcing a bad shot, that's even.
Using the action with two of their spacers, like it looked good, and they knew when to roll. Duncan's man hopped over; it was really nice.
Hey, listen, give Duncan a raise. Fuck it.
All right.
Pay him more.
All right.
Kenny's so sick of y'all fucking contract talk. Kenny, go ahead and give us a hey listen about Ira Winderman's tweet about Caleb Martin's contract.
Yeah, what? I don't.
You gotta use the catchphrase.
What is he? What is
Did
he
you
really
forget
like?
Your own bit? You gotta start it.
No, it's like, listen.
I'm trying to build something here, Kenny.
What is his real intention with this, like, journalism thing? Like, does he have any goals left with it? Like, this just, like, he doesn't actually say anything. He just, like, says whatever bullshit's going to get people going. And, like, we're talking about Caleb Martin's thing while he's still on a two-way. He's not even full-time yet. You're talking about, well, he may command this, he may command that, whatever the case is, get motherfuckers arguing. Nobody's going to argue because nobody reads Sun Sentinel. They're not going to pay for it. It's fine, but just, it's fucking annoying. It's, I'm sick of it. Just write something that makes sense, man. Like, talk about the team. Like, listen, I'll help you out. I'll go to wherever Sun Sentinel office is if they can still afford an office, and I'll say, hey, here's a basketball thing we could talk about. This contract shit, this trade shit, there's no point, man. He's on a two-way deal. What the fuck do you mean 11, 12, man? Who cares right now? The Heat are going to win the championship, and then max him out for all I give a fuck. Take me out, Bryce.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
A
good the Ira Winderman tweet was basically Caleb might command 4 years, $44 million. I'm like, why are we talking?
It's not even an all-star break yet.
Insidious thing to kind of point out. He's young. He's got, like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, so it makes sense, but it's just the intention behind it. Like, Heat fans are, like, fucking money and transaction crazed psychopaths. Let me just throw this bullshit out here because I've got nothing else to write about. And that's what it is. Caleb, I don't care what he gets paid. He's great. But it's just the fucking, right now, the intention behind it, I don't like that.
All right, real quick, the Nets are actually down by 7.
How much time?
Game to keep an eye on. Kyrie got 20. D'Angelo Russell got 23 for the Timberwolves. Timberwolves are up by 7 in the third quarter. They were up by like 12, 14 before. So Nets make a little bit of a comeback. But that's like I'm saying, by the end of the night, he could be number one. Brass, I believe
And the Bulls are free-falling right now, man. And I don't blame them, you know. because again, as I said last time, teams can't all be as deep as we are. So when they lose players,
everybody got Caleb's.
You know, they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle because Caruso. I give shit about Caruso all the time because I can't stand to look at the guy. But I mean, he's an incredible defensive player, in particular for that squad.
And so. The chat says, "Fuck Grayson Allen." That is correct.
Correct.
Yep. Amen.
That's like that. The initial foul wasn't dirty, but there was no reason to come around with that right hand and fucking throw somebody to the ball.
He was trying to grab the ball. But if he would have grabbed the ball, it would have been just as dangerous, if not worse.
But there was no reason to go. Like, the ball wasn't anywhere in that vicinity. Like, he was
cutting on his way down. I'm not giving him no love, but I.
No, please. Not no Grayson Allen. Little Ted Cruz looking like motherfucker. That motherfucker been dirty since college.
And yeah, that's the thing. Even if I wanted to give him an excuse, his resume is too long.
No, fuck Grayson Allen now and forever. I'm pretty sure he and Kyle Rittenhouse are BFFs, me out, Raz. I fucking hate him. Hate him so much.
He
was perfect for Utah, though. Like,
makes sense. He fit in with the aesthetic.
Yeah, still fit with Milwaukee too, if we're being honest.
Well, that's fair.
Drew Holiday is like, we know who Grayson Allen's about. Listen, no,
Drew Holiday is doing there. He's but the Utah, captain. But you have to say those things.
And the Utah thing. I mean, John Stockton is definitely his favorite science teacher.
Leo in the chat says that was accidental. Leo, you are going on a run of having the worst.
Hey, Leo, man. Where were you on January 6th last year?
Listen.
Leo got a Blue Lives Matter flag.
I'll give Leo credit. He's been running in the same wrong direction the whole time he's been watching the show. You're consistent.
His takes have been awful from the get.
Lakers fans.
One time.
Leo's talking about stop the steal. Brass, I believe you have the Caleb Melo dust up.
Oh yeah, we gotta replay this. Earlier. Who wants to break this down here?
Not Caleb. I'm sorry, Gabe.
Excellent setup.
Fuck yeah,
and why are you following? My question is, why was he following Gabe? Like
that was weird. If that were a nobody's player, fighting. Get beat up.
Exactly.
Man, let me just point out that's a complete opposite direction he went in with Nate Robinson too. And so it's a little weird. I'm not buying this thing here.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, I see Nate Robinson fight.
Didn't Nate Robinson fight that YouTube guy?
Yes. Yeah, I see that Robinson fight.
Which makes this look even worse because we saw who Melo was running from now for real.
Caleb would have fucked up Jake. I mean, Gabe would have fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want that. He didn't want that.
Gabe really about it.
I felt like Melo was calling Gabe over to like apologize and talk it through.
And Gabe said,
This is like the battle of the cereals. This is the battle of the cereals. This is Frosted Gabe's versus Honey Nut Cheerios.
My favorite player has an established cereal line as well. I appreciate that humor.
Let me pour another drink. I'm fucked up.
Attaboy, Kenny. Is anyone checking out the Lakers space? How's that going? How are they holding up? I was supposed to be getting some updates on that, and I haven't heard anything.
Can we just play the Lakers spaces live?
Can we?
I mean, we can give it a shot here. I threw a little something together. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And now for another episode of As the Lakers Turn on Spaces.
I'm going to keep it kicking. Cecil, go ahead and jump in, and then Brian.
Brian, that's
rude of me. Brian, if you want to go, I'll go. I'll go right after you.
No, you can go.
Y'all want to do pleasantries. Laker fans are toxic, man. Right. We are the most toxic.
Look, them apologies. I'm gonna say for Byron, them apology forms gonna come out like right now, cause y'all been trying to smoke a rust pack since Timbuk 2. I don't know for how long, and I've been not saying, on time. I'm not worried. You'll be all right.
Be all right.
Sure enough, I'm seeing and I bookmarked you. I can't wait to pull out the tweets. So for me, it's one of those things where it's like people got to understand how sometimes how things work when it comes
this
to
game high shit. I'm pretty sure he just took a hit right there.
Beyond the coach and beyond everything, sometimes players take the Chiefs about to score. Anyways,
I mean, whatever. We could tune in later. Someone just try to keep me updated on some of that shit.
Tapioca was in a
late because they were named Cecil.
They were going a little wild earlier, right? Tiff, you were checking in.
Yeah,
because they started doing that like while the game was still going on, right?
Oh yes,
I love. Yeah, can we play the imaging again?
Imaging was great.
Yeah, let's go.
And now for another episode of As the Lakers Turn on Spaces.
Great. Such a good show.
It is. The drama.
Lakers fans really let me down on that one. I'm glad I spent any time at all fucking with that.
Cecil's on his bullshit.
But hey, thank you for Cecil caping for Russell.
I was going with a rust pack. And that's still are. Yeah, just rolled another one. It's fat.
Like, but he didn't have a bad game. He was 24-9-9 on efficient shooting, 6-for-8 from the line, no threes, but 9-of-15 from the field. Yeah.
He just has only
a minus one.
But he just doesn't have an impact anymore. Like
he just doesn't defend. And they had that. Was it after LeBron got the jump ball? I don't remember, but he had a breakaway.
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
He tried like dribble three people.
Yep. Exactly. And lost the ball.
Literally fell at the free throw line.
He just
fell forward.
The thing with Russ, these NBA players, when that athleticism goes away, you need to start working earlier to find some other things you can do.
He's still a freak athlete, but it's not the same as before. He's not adjusting.
Other players age and they form a different part of their game. Wade started working a little more on his outside shot. You know, I mean, there are things that you can kind of do, and Russ is still Russ. He's still doing his same shit, except it's looking
to be Russ.
Best. Yep.
And he kamikazes his way like he's still the athlete he used to be.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying he's not a good athlete anymore, but he's just not like the one when Jimmy sent his shit.
Yeah,
and Jimmy was like, "What are you doing, bro?"
And it was Bam right behind him.
Yes, if Jimmy ain't get it, Bam was gonna get it. They was gonna double block that shit.
Because you know what we haven't talked about tonight?
Who?
Malik Monk? Because that motherfucker sucked tonight. Oh my god! That was the biggest adjustment Spo has made in like 5 years. Just Malik Monk, only three of six, but that motherfucker Kenny said in pregame, Malik Monk was averaging like 26 against the Heat in his last like four games, 7 tonight.
Just 26 because it felt like 100.
That's the same thing we said in pregame.
Malik stunk.
Oh! Brass, there's actually I guess there's something going on right now. Frank Vogel is speaking.
Yeah, there's some.
You think we can get in on
there's
that?
There's some kind of weird stuff. Yeah, I guess we can.
I mean, because his job might be on the fucking line right now.
Yeah, we can try to cut to him. Let's see if I can find him here.
I mean,
oh wow.
No. Frank. I'm sorry.
Exhausted.
I'm sorry, Frank. Are you standing in front of the employment department?
Well. I've heard a lot of the rumors, and you know, listen, I'm not stupid. I've been a bad coach for years, and I know what it's like. LeBron teams, you know, I got him a ring, but you know, apparently no one cares about that because of the bubble and whatnot.
Whatnot. That's.
But you know, I'm a little worried, guys, because you know, I'm losing. I'm going to lose my head coaching job again. And, you know, I already lost my job on Impractical Jokers. so I'm kind of struggling.
Are you tired?
I don't know. I've been in the film room watching Back to the Future to try to find out. Can you guys get a time machine? Can I get my hands on a time machine? Because I think with the time machine, if we could trade for that, I think we're going to be pretty good.
We're going to need the 1.21 gigawatts, though.
Are you tired of LeBron losing you jobs?
I mean, did this have to happen against the Heat tonight? I'm so tired of losing to the Heat. I don't know.
Coach, real quick. Mexico or the Bahamas? Where are you going to take your extended vacation?
I don't know. I'm a little afraid to travel right now. I haven't really saved up much money. I think I'm just going to be going home. I don't see anything happening really.
I know you ain't spending money on them suits.
Frank, where would you like to coach? Where would you like to coach next? You know you're going to get another try.
Will I?
Yes.
You're white.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're definitely a strong candidate for anything.
Well, I don't know. Who you guys got winning the finals this year?
The Miami Heat. Us?
The Heat.
The Miami Heat.
No, we're good. We're full. Coach, real quick. Yeah. Who listens to you less? LeBron James, your wife, or God?
You know, Rob says...
So God.
Rob says okay. LeBron is God. So it feels like a trick question. Frankly, none of them listen to me. My wife hasn't listened to me in years.
Why do you keep playing Melo to close games?
He was good. At one point.
He wasn't.
At one point.
Years ago.
He was good.
Years ago.
He was good.
Was good years ago.
How is this my fault? Rob built this fucking team. Rob and LeBron built this fucking team. And here I'm taking a fucking bullet for the fucking Lakers. I didn't have anything to fucking do with this fucking team. God damn it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.